Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to me. This is about His Royal Highness. He's agreed not to use the HRH handle. Prince Andrew, he is the Duke of York. He is the Earl of Inverness. And indeed, he is Baron Killaloe, though he's not going to mention those titles. Doesn't prevent me from being allowed to do so. So, I mean, I knew this was going to happen, and I wish I'd predicted it. Well, it was a bit blatant that he was going to be leaving Royal Lodge. That's the house in Windsor Home Park, as in the private grounds of Windsor Castle. Now he's agreed to go because he got a lease on those in about, was it 2003? So millions of pounds worth. Actually, even before he sold Sunning Hill Park, his house in Sunningdale, a very modern house. His mother gave him as a wedding present. Sold it to Timur Kulibayev, son-in-law of the president of Kazakhstan at the time, Nursultan Nazarbayev. So anyway, Royal Lodge, and he had a lease on that until 2078. But bear in mind, he's born in 1960. That is well beyond life expectancy. He'd be 118 when that expires. But the conditions, he had to pay for renovation, about £7.5 million, pay for upkeep, a token rent he was paying. But it's so many bedrooms and so forth. This lovely white building, over two centuries old. There he was, kind of secure within that area, also pay for his own security. How does he have so much money? His pension as a naval commander, that was his highest rank, is about £20,000 per annum. Okay, he can't quite get the state pension yet. But where does all the money come from? Obviously, his shady deals, his exploiting his royal position, using his public role for private gain. This is unjust enrichment, this gross misconduct in public office. We couldn't do it directly from himself. He said, don't pay me, pay my ex-wife. They've got a famously good relationship with him and Sarah Ferguson, and so he's paying to his daughter's accounts. Princess Beatrice, the elder one, Princess Eugenie, the younger one, both married. It's seldom mentioned that Prince Andrew is a grandfather four times over, but the royal family really want to distance themselves. Just when I thought when it couldn't get any worse, it did. When those Epstein files came out, his email correspondence and that of his very much not estranged ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, with Jeffrey Epstein, some months after they claimed to have terminated all contact with him. And these fatal words from Prince Andrew saying, we're in this together, we'll play again soon. That'll make many people wretch. By play, some people might understand to abuse or even worse, young women, girls, in some cases below the age of consent. Of course, it's not proven that Prince Andrew did this. And you see my video about the case for the defense. But why on earth would you pay someone this huge sum? We don't know. It's widely speculated to be £12 million if you'd never done the slightest thing wrong to them. It just doesn't make sense. So the royal family do everything they can to distance him. That's why they twisted his arm into him involuntarily saying he wouldn't use these titles. They've not been degraded. He's not legally prevented from using them. It's just a gentleman's agreement, but people say he's totally ungentlemanly. And get him out of Royal Lodge. They really want to dissociate themselves from him. Now, all royals are at risk of assassination, but as he is so abominated, the risk is higher in his case than that in anywhere else. So he gets on very well with absolute monarchies in Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and so on, or kleptocrats in these benzene republics like Azerbaijan. So might go and live one of those. His 60th birthday celebration, significantly, the only two foreigners there were the Chinese ambassador and the niece of the president of Azerbaijan, countries which look indulgently on terrible crimes if committed by powerful people. So I could see it was going to happen. There was already in the press, there's negotiations for leave Royal Lodge. If he does leave, he gets a bit of a payout. He may be relatively short of money. I mean, someone who's used to living high on the hog. To spending several million pounds per year. He inherited money, we believe, from his grandmother, the Empress of India, and from his mother, Elizabeth II, as well as, I say, that his dodgy deals, midwifing deals, making introductions, money from Epstein, and saying, oh, well, I've got to leave. You've got to give me a house, maybe Frogmore Cottage, and one for my ex-wife, Sarah. We can now call her Miss Ferguson, perhaps Mrs. Bat Windsor. If he's not going to be called Star the Duke, she won't be Star the Duchess. She clung to him like a limpet because he was her only status, even though she was dating other men, and they didn't mind. She didn't object to him dating other women, just as long as he didn't marry them, because then she would no longer be Duchess of York. Because without him, she's nothing. She was a secretary, quite pucker, nothing shameful about being a secretary, but she wouldn't have got all these huge deals with Weight Watchers and going on various talk shows and selling her nonsensical books is only because of her association with the House of Windsor. So she exploited that something rotten. She milked every last drop out of that one. And she doesn't want to go back to being a lowly commoner like you and me. But we say, well, no, we don't have to look after her. She can share a house with you or she can bog off. Why should you live in the lap of luxury at taxpayers' expense? You've not actually contributed to the royal family. You've done enormous damage, incalculable harm. The royal brand has been trashed like never before. It's going for years and years and years. You didn't do it once or twice. You did it many, many times. Everybody makes mistakes. We're not talking about shoplifting or speeding or drink driving or walking on the grass. We're talking about massive scale corruption, as well as possibly even rape against Virginia Giuffre. Even if he committed no crimes about her, he hung around with Epstein long after he was damaged goods. He lied to the public repeatedly. Why should we believe a single word that he says? So he has brought opprobrium on the heads of the royal family, and it's very best diverted attention from all the good work they've done. It's negated any of that positive media coverage about visiting hospitals, orphanages, schools, prisons, anything, military bases. And it's all so much the spotlight has been on him, the allegations about him. So I reckon he will leave the country. That'd be good that the House of Windsor want him out. He'll go somewhere like the United Arab Emirates where he'd be welcome, where there'd be no extradition treaty. And he can live out the rest of his days there, golfing to his heart's content. And they won't allow pesky press photographers. They won't be snapping photos. The paparazzi will be slung in a fetid dungeon should they irk his royal dryness. Wow. So that's it. And part of the problem is Sarah Ferguson. And he's so dim, he doesn't see this, because he was saying, Epstein, could you help me out? Could you bail out my ex-wife? Would you pay off some of her debts? And one of the reasons he sucked up to Epstein and hung around with him, he's very, very rich. He died with a fortune of over $600 million. Bear in mind, that was significantly depleted, partly paying people off, very high lawyers' fees. So the best legal team in the world, like Professor Alan Dershowitz, and so forth, and partly some charitable benefactions. And that shouldn't blind us to Epstein's crimes. Of course, he's only proven to have committed one crime in Florida against that girl, 15. She gave him a massage that was more than a massage. A lot of other allegations. I mean, almost certainly, at least some of it is true. Even if a tenth of it is true, that is very bad. So had he lived, it's a racing certainty he'd been convicted of at least a few felonies. Goodness. So, yeah, if he could get out of the country, then the House of Windsor could he just like shut up, never be seen again. They'd really like to kill this as an issue, maybe actually kill him. I've long said, from the point of view of the Windsor dynasty, the best thing for Prince Andrew, if he could just have a heart attack right now. Now, is he evil? Maybe I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I don't wish him to die. Everyone's going to die anyway. He deserves less sympathy than almost anybody. Okay, he's not scholarly, but you could be unscholarly and still be someone who's got street smarts or some emotional intelligence. But the phrase that keeps up coming out is lack of self-awareness. So yeah, the public needs to say, we don't need to look after Fergie. And it's not really the public. Okay, some of these palaces are publicly funded. What Charles III does with them is up to him to some extent. Windsor Castle is publicly owned. I'm not sure about Frogmore Cottage and its grounds. And, you know, Fergie's causing these problems and she's constantly embarrassed the royal family, completely unrelated to Epstein, as well as when it was related to Epstein. And she was sucking up to him, begging for money and saying, I have a very strict moral principle. I would never have any truck with any man who committed any sex crime unless he's rich and willing to give me some money. So that's how low they are. What do you think? Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the new PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.